You are my everything.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say you are our love, you are our devotion, you are our utmost priority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are helped of God to keep this sanity in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you. Be seated. Let's see. Sorry, I didn't pre-inform you that I will hold you here beyond the normal time. So let's see how we can ramp up quickly and go. So past 11, and let's let this one be the last. Come on. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. You know, in our next venue, you know, one of the things I'm praying to have almost like hostels. So at times, can just come for a full weekend, full of the word. Full 1 week, full of the word, without special announcements. Imagine if all our. Just told me yesterday, say, okay, so Pastor, I want to come on Sunday. Yeah. So you want to come for what? You want to go and hear the word. Is it the word? Can you just try and come today? Yeah, the word is happening. The word is happening. Amen. If you are putting a special advert to all our outside Wednesday and Sunday meeting, then Brakim will just be designing flyers every week, right? Praise God. That's why I said, believers, don't build your faith on special programs. Don't build it. Same thing I'm doing right now. If I just put a program and I put a title, let me use the word. Understanding the mystery of the law or something. Or put one mystery to like that. You see how people will troop in. Come on, know the mystery. Amen. So don't forget, the knowledge of God's word is the end itself. Is the end. It's not the means to an end. It's the end. It's what we seek. Like somebody said, you are learning so that what? We are learning so that we might know. That is what God wants. This is what God craves for. That sons may know. So the knowledge of the word is the end. Is the end itself. Like is the height of man's accomplishment. We are not learning today so that maybe we cannot convert the. I wish if you can be able to convert what you are learning to money. Amen. To be awesome, right? Just be learning. I trust it, Larry. You will just be shopping the word. Jump. Say, ah. Why? What God said one day, we take it to the bank, we cash it for money. But the knowledge of the God's word is the end in itself. So, Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Wherefore serve the law? It was added. The word get is added is that same word, Greek word I told you that day. Prostite me, remember? Pros, then P-R-O-S, then tight, then M-I. Right. It's prostite me. It was added. It means it was joined. It was placed beside the promise because of transgressions. It was introduced because of transgressions. Why do we have the law of sin and death? It was added. It was introduced because of what? Transgressions. Go back again to that Deuteronomy 31:25. Deuteronomy 31:25. So I have to take off power, so be able to leave here later 7:30. latest, latest, latest. And 7 is my target. So, but it's not, we don't hurry up the world. Rather than hurry up the world, we postpone the rest. That's what I've been doing for some days now. Okay, 31:25, want to go? Then Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, that it may be for a witness against thee. I see. So take this what? Book of the law and put it in the side. So this is not the Ten Commandments, right? This one is added. They put it, it's not the Ten Commandments is inside the ark. This one, put it by the side. He said by the side. That it's for a witness against thee. And you see that it's not something that is palatable. Now back to Galatians 3:19. So it was added. He instructed it extra. Then he added it to their portfolio because of their transgressions. Are you there? Back to Galatians 3:19. So it was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator till the seed should come. Till the seed should come. So who determined that the law will be enforced till the seed comes? That was also Moses. Are you with me? It's not God. Let me show you. It's still in the same Deuteronomy 18:15. Yellow scent. Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee. Please, let's go through this together. The Lord your God will what? Raise thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, see, the day you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see his great fire anymore, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken, that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I command him, and shall come to pass, whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. So, till that prophet comes. Now, can you see their rebellion in verse 16? No, there was a definite reminder. Moses was reminding them that I gave you all these plenty things because of the day you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. That was the day the instruction first came in the Mount Sinai, and they said, I beg, Moses, you go and be listening to God. We will be listening to you. That is how they put Moses as their mediator. Are you with me? That's how they set themselves up. So now he told you that the law was not as much as a problem as than the ordainer or the mediator. Try and put that down. But Moses shuts them up under extra condemnation because of their rejection of the gospel. So the law was not as much as a problem as what? The mediator or the enforcer or the ordainer.
So he now said in verse 20, because don't forget, in verse 19, he talked about both the seed till the seed should come, but the law was ordained in the hand of a mediator. He now said in verse 20, a mediator, now, or the mediator is not the one, but God is the one, talking about the seed, that the mediator is not the seed of Abraham. God is the one seed to come. God himself is the God himself is the seed to come. Are you with me? Verse 20, we have explained this before, right? Somewhere. So the mediator, because if you want to know why is it, somebody say, what is the meaning of that verse 20? Go and find where he first used the word the one earlier in the verse. You see that they are trying to trace Jesus. So he now said the mediator, Moses cannot be that seed. Or every mediator that arose after Moses man cannot be the mediator. Man cannot be the one to come. God is the one to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say God is the one to come. And yeah, it came. So no mediator can be the seed to come. No man can be. God is the one to come. See verse 21 now. Is the law, now this is where you now must get intelligent. Now said, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Now, just write in your notes, the law in verse 21 will be the same 10 commandments without enforcing, without an enforcer. So righteousness should have come if men had believed. That was on Mount Sinai. Righteousness should have come if men had believed. So I said the law in verse 21, the law will refer to the 10 commandments without enforcing. So that is what is, that one is not against the what? Promises of God. So he said, is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law, if not for the fact that they responded in unbelief, and Moses then concluded them under sin. Because 22 now said, but the scripture there refers to who? The prophet, utterances, the utterances of Moses has concluded all under sin. Why did Moses conclude them under sin? They responded negatively to what? To what? To the promise. Thank you. They responded negatively to the promise. So that is, you have to fit in the missing part in those places so that it can be fully understood between verse 21 and 22. The reason why they were concluded under sin was because of their unbelief to the promise, unbelief to the gospel. Rafa, are you following? Unbelief to the message of Christ. So let me read 21 and 22 again. Is the law, is the Ten Commandments, it is the law, are they against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, that was the Ten Commandments. That is why I say that is one that is not against the promise of God. The law of sin and death is a result of people saying they don't want the Ten Commandments. So the law, the one that is not against the promise of God, is the Ten Commandments. Verily, righteousness could have been by the law, but the scripture had concluded all under sin. So why did Moses conclude them under sin? Because when he presents the righteousness of God to them through the Ten Commandments, they said no. And they say, what? Whatsoever you want us to do, we will do. So because of their rejection, that was why they were concluded under sin. That the promise of faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. So write this down. The utterances of the prophet have concluded all under sin so that men can come to the end of themselves. That's the point. So that they can get tired. Don't forget what I told you about the intention of the law. Moses brought forward, of what? Of the wrath of unbelief. He brought it forward to them so that they can what? they can learn not to blaspheme, so that they can learn and see the danger in what they are doing and run back to the Savior. So Moses gave them all that so that they can come to an end of themselves. It's not so that you just want to be wicked. It's so that they can come to the end of themselves and run to the Savior for safety. Are you with me, brethren? So they try to use condemnation to make men get tired and to believe. That's what Moses did. He used condemnation to make men get tired. Condemnation is against the character of God. So, but the prophets, they used it to cause men to get tired so that they can believe the gospel. So he was not patient with them. He just enforced it immediately. So that verse 21 is not talking, that's verse 22, it's not talking about the coming of Jesus. Let me say it again. Verse 22 is not talking about the coming of Jesus. See, the scripture had concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Jesus might be given to what? To them that believe. It's not saying he concluded all under sin until Jesus come. Don't get it right. Is that, are you following? It's not saying he has concluded all under sin until Christ come physically. No, it's until they was come to the end of themselves and believe. Are you hearing me? That's me. That is the reason. It's until they come to the end of themselves and they believe the gospel. So, now see, 23. But before what? Faith came. Now, can you see? It's not saying before Christ came, right? It's not saying before the coming of Christ. A man can believe the gospel without Jesus coming yet. Abraham believed, David believed, lots of them believed. So before faith came, what happened? We were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be what? Revealed. So not shut up, it's not saying shut up until the physical coming of Jesus, but until men get tired of that performance mindset, until men believed. That means they are shut up until they understood faith. Get that point. So that is a real missing link in that place. Once you put that place as the coming of Jesus, you will miss the essence. So they were shut up under the law until what? Until they believe, until they get tired of them, of that performance mindset, and they believe. You will see where the coming of Jesus will come in very soon. But right now, he's talking about they were shut up under legalism so that they can shout out for a Savior and say, okay, we cannot do it. Please help us. Amen, amen. So 24. Now say, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. Please remove the words in italics in that place. Unto Christ, right? Unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So, this word, it is valid. Let me say it this way. Both before the coming, physical coming of Jesus, and yet valid after. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. Like, it's just the use of the law. It's more about the use of the law than the dispensation. Say the law was our schoolmaster unto Christ. That means the law is meant to get us tired so that we can face Christ until we believe in Christ. And also, in Acts 25, see, but after faith is come. Please, he's not saying after Jesus has come. Say faith. That means after you have believed, right? If, trust me, we will see Christ very soon now. See 26. Okay, all this Christ you are seeing from 23, 24, 25 is talking about receiving Jesus in a promise. Sorry, I used the word promise. Or receiving Jesus as an utterance of the prophet. Remember
our Romans chapter 3, verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a expiatory sacrifice to help me again. I know the normal way, but the way we have explained it. So, you know, I said God said it initially in his word so that he can say it in his deed. Remember? You remember? No, we'll revisit this again. So, he said it in his word that he might say it in his deed. So, what they are to receive, what they are receiving right now is to receive him in his word. In his word, not yet in his deed. So, after faith has come, that means after you have believed the gospel, you are no longer under a what schoolmaster, because the law was just there to keep you in check until you believe the gospel. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you. So after you have believed the gospel, you don't need an enforcer. Why? We are sons of God. Praise God. In our saying 26, for you are all the children of God by faith in who? Christ Jesus. Now, write this down. Because children there actually means oyos. That means we have an inheritance. That they have a right to the inheritance in God. Because they have believed. That they have a right to an inheritance in God because they have believed. Don't forget, the people that came even before Jesus, that is before the physical family of Jesus, they had the same inheritance we have. But they had to wait for the Savior to come to cash their own inheritance. Let me say that again. The people that came before Jesus physically come in the flesh, they also had an inheritance with God as we too have. But they just had to wait for the Savior to come to cash up their inheritance. Now, 27. For as many of you as have been what? Baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Amen. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. So he's saying all those laws of separation, they are no more. Praise God. Praise God. Say, I am not subject to the law of sin and death. Say, I receive good things alone. Say, God does not discipline me with evil. See, like the way you see verse 27, don't think that is exclusive to the new creation. E.g., if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, all our fathers has passed through the sea and were baptized unto Moses, right? So the same way they were baptized into Moses, some of them actually were baptized to Christ, e.g., Joshua and Caleb. Are you getting me? So that you are seeing that place scripted like that does not mean it is exclusive to the new creation. So that is the key that unlocks that place for you. Now, see verse 29. I will recap those ones again. We need to enter chapter 4 now. See verse 29. And if you be Christ. So, can you be Christ before Jesus comes physically? Huh? You can. Most of you say no. That's what we are saying since that. Before he comes physically, you can be Christ. That means the same way Abraham can lay claim to God even before Jesus comes. Are you with me? That's what he's saying in John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as received him. Say, he came to his own received him not, right? Say, but as many as received him, to them he gave the exousia, power, exousia, to be called sons of God. Now, follow this. So, if you be Christ, so you can also be Christ in the Old Testament, in quotes, then are you what? Abraham's seed,
and heirs according to the promise. Amen, amen. Praise God. So now, it's now about to take it to a new level. Now, right now, see the difference between those who have believed the gospel and those who have believed the full gospel. Chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. You're about to see now the difference between those who have believed the gospel and those who have believed the full gospel. Now, all those ending parts of chapter 3, it also refers to us. But now see where we truly come in. Because he has first established that any man that has received the message of Christ is an heir of God, is a children of God. Sorry, is a child of God. He has established that already. That's what John 1:20 is saying. Gave them the right to be called the sons of God. And I've told you that John 1:12 is not just exclusive to the new creation, it's to people who has received his testimony. Now, see chapter 4, verse 1 now. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child. Now, please start getting. I'm almost done, so just pay attention. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, what happened? Differeth nothing from a servant. Wow. Okay, the heir right now, the guy that we have called, he has already believed the gospel, right? He has a right to an inheritance in God. But as long as he is a child, what does that child mean? You see, defied nothing from a servant, although he be what? Lord of all. Can you see? That means he already has an inheritance. Although he be Lord of all. So, who is the heir? Check those last verses again. That would mean the man, okay, read again yourself, read from verse 27 again to 29 of chapter 3. Just read. So the heir, can you see that he called them heir right now? Same way too, we are called joint heirs with Christ in Romans chapter 8. Now say the heir. See, listen. As long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, although he be Lord of all. So the heir there will mean the man that believed the gospel, that believed Christ before Christ came. Or before the full gospel came. Verse 2. But is under who? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll wait for you.
It's for a second now. I want you to go a minute.
But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Don't forget now, the man here, he already has, I will not say he already has an ally, but he already has a right to what? An inheritance in God. But now he's saying, but this guy is here under tutors and governors. That means, write this down, is still under the influence of all manner of inconsistencies. Why? That is why David will believe the gospel. Is he under the influence of all manner of what? Sorry. Is he under what? What do I call it? Influence of all manner of inconsistency. Why? He has not received the full deed. Can you see that he is an heir, but he has not really attained something. That is why some of them, they are under Pharisees in those days, right? Sadducees. Some people have actually believed the gospel, but because the reality of the gospel has not yet showed up, what happened? They are still under what? Tutors, governors. He now say, until the time appointed of the Father, time appointed of the Father then will mean when Christ comes physically to accomplish redemption. See verse. Because don't forget, even when Jesus came, some of them were actively waiting for the Savior. Actively. You have Anna, then the priest in the temple, some of them like that, actively waiting for the Savior. Flow with me. See verse 3. Even so now, we, when we are what? Children, we were in what? Bondage under the elements of this world. So children there with me was, we refer to verse 1, right? The air as long as it's a child. That means, even although we might have even believed the gospel in types and shadows, but we were still under the bondage, under the elements of this world. We are still under animal sacrifices. We are still under using the moon to know the time of that, the time of redemption. We are still under using the all those elements of the Old Testament. That's what he was saying there. The elements, the rituals, the ordinances. We are still under the ordinances and the rituals. He now said in verse 4, but when the what? Fullness of time. Don't worry, I will give you time to just catch up where you are, divine. I will give you time to interact with person. But when the fullness of time was come, what happened? God now sent forth his son, made of a woman, made what? Under the same law. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Say it was made under the law. Verse 5, to now what? To buy back, to redeem. Redeem them, is it Luton or Apostrosis? To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the what? Adoption of sons. This is now a different level from chapter 3. Amen? This is the reality of those who have who? Is it just believe the gospel? Full gospel. Thank you. Full gospel. What is the full gospel? Ready to explain to somebody right now. So, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So, them that were under the law here will mean those who believed in the dispensation of the law. Those who believed, but yet they were still under tutors and governors. They have believed the gospel. Chapter 3 already spoke about them. That in fact, that there is neither Jew or Greek. That is why Moses himself, right from then, he married an Ethiopian woman. He knew that nothing happened. Are you with me? He knew that there is no actually Jew or Greek or this separation. He knew. That's why Ruth and now that they were not in the lineage of Israel. They entered and nothing. Rahab entered and never did not fall. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. Even the wife of Uriah, that one entered. Bathsheba, entered the lineage. Nothing happened. So people already partook in that. In fact, this king, King Cyprus, Bible calls him a son of God. Abi, remember? Let's see, come on. Bible already called him a dog, says Lord to Cyprus, my servant. Abi, I will open, Cyrus, thank you. I will open before you a two-leaf gate. Why? Because he allowed Israel to go back from captivity. The people that Nebuchadnezzar captured, he set them free, go back to your temple. Praise God. Come on, don't get tired. So, I'm saying, some people already believed, although they were under us, tutors and governors. So, verse 6, everybody, let's read verse 5 and 6 together. I want to go. To redeem they that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. 6 now, and because you are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son into your heart, crying what? Abba, Father. So, what is the destination of that long journey? Receive the spirit. So, the man you are seeing in this chapter 4 verse 6 is superior to the man in chapter 3. Although the elements are the same, but in chapter 3, it looks like it's possible to believe before Jesus comes. It's possible to believe before you have the knowledge of the full gospel. But chapter 4 now, it's now saying, but you now, you have not only believed the gospel has also believed you. Something like that. Are you with me? You have received the essence of the gospel. Hallelujah. You have received the spirit. Amen, amen. That is why he now says in verse 7, very emphatic. Verse 7, everybody want to go. Based on this, wherefore, Abi, thou art no more a servant. Simple. But a son.
and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So that means the giving of the Spirit should further what? Enforce, should further embolden us in the inheritance that we already had in God. Don't forget, even when they believed before Jesus came, they already had an inheritance. As far as we, even in the dispensation of the Old Testament, you can clearly say, I am not a servant anymore. You can clearly say, Abraham could clearly say, I am not a servant of God, I'm a son of God. Stuff like that. You could lay claim to God. But how much more you that you have the what? Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, remember in the beginning of chapter 3, I said, a Christian that is given to legalism has been what? Has been just. Can see why how that just is real. So real. Because even the person that believed before the Spirit is given should even see himself as superior to condemnation. How much more you that you have what? The essence. That you have the Spirit. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm almost closing. Check your neighbor's notes. Explain to him. Come on. On that light. Be fast. On that light. Don't tell me he knows it. What you have just said, everything you have said so far, explain to somebody. Hey, you don't tell anybody. You can leave it, no problem. Check if your neighbor understood what you are saying since. Glory, honor, our majesty. Come to an agreement, both of you. It's that grace. Teach somebody how to be taught. Be unto Christ. Amen. Discuss. This is our God. This is who we are. For he begot us in his will to be just like him. This is our God. So it's about how much more. If the man under the dispensation of the law that has believed the gospel is not under condemnation, how much more we that we have believed the gospel and we have received the Spirit. That's all. How much more? This is who we are. He begot us in his will to be just now. Every good giving, every perfect bestowment comes from God, Father of light. In his light, no shadow of turning, no evil
darkness at all. Every good giving.
Come on, Brother Kim.
Every perfect bestowment comes from the
RT. Contribute now, be part of them.
Father of light, in his light, no shadow of turning, some evil, no evil. Yeah, 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 yeah. No darkness at all. This is our God. This is who we are. For he begot us in his will. Now we are just like him. This is our God. This is who we are. He got us in his will.
Be patient with your neighbor. Listen to him or her. I gave you time. It's church. Don't worry. Come on. Ensure everybody understands that we continue now. Am I already done? Just want to read some place and we go.
To be just like him. We are superior to condemnation. We are superior. We are superior.
For he begot us in his will to be just like him. Glory to God. Do 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 do. Glory to God. 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 Glory to God.
Okay, thank you. Teachers and tutors and governors. What do I call you guys now? I've become tutors and governors. That divine is looking like he was not listening to yesterday.
Glory to God.
Okay, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
So let's read that verse 7 again. Before we read verse 7, let's pick it from chapter 3, verse 27. We'll read non-stop to chapter 4, verse 7. Everybody want to go? Yes? Into Christ. I put on Christ. Free. Male, female. Don't forget, I told that this even a reality where in the Old Testament. Okay? It's not a reality that is exclusive to in Christ. A man under the Old Testament can revoke the law. Are you with me? He can say, no, I'm not part of this thing. Okay, keep reading. Next verse. Yes. Come on. Yes, come on. If you be what? So can a man be Christ in the Old Testament? Yes. Is that very clear? Even in the Old Testament, you can be Christ. Don't forget the peculiarity with these people that we're actually talking about. Okay. It's because you may be thinking of you. That is why it may look somehow right now. Do you know these people, they were actually alive both when Jesus was around, when he died, and after he died. You get that? You get that? Not you now. You are not born BC. You are born AD, Abi. Those guys, they were actually born, most of them, they are born what? Let me say, BC. And they see saw the AD. So they are like, you understand? So they can say they were active under the dispensation of the law. They were also active after it. Yeah, get me. Some of you don't even know what I'm saying. You say yes, sir. I mean, you don't understand my language. Okay, so back to verse 29, 21 to 28. 29, okay, want to go 29? If you be Christ. And yes, next verse. Differeth nothing from a servant. Hold on, let me say this again. So that latter part of 20, from 27 downwards, I am not saying does not apply to us. I'm saying as it applies to us, it also applies to them. That the message of Christ is enough to set any man free from what? Condemnation. It's enough. The message of Christ in that Old Testament. So now, keep reading. No, 4 verse 2 now, yes? Come on, again, yes? Yes, next verse. When we are children now, under the bondage, under the elements. Santo, you are not reading. Your mouth is this too small to read? Come on. Verse 3, again, once you go. When we are children, we are in bondage, under the elements, under legalism. Though these ones, they have gospel, but they are, see what? These batteries are dead. Give me another microphone. Although these ones, I believe the gospel, but they are, see under what? Under, they are, see under tutors and governors.
Amen. They are still under tutors and governors, although they are believed though. That's why he called them children. Heir, somebody that already has right to an inheritance. Next verse, keep reading. Yes? I can't even hear what you are saying. Yes, again? To redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the what? Adoption of sons. So, the extra thing that we have in verse chapter 4 now, that is not in chapter 3, was what? Adoption of sons. That is now further emphasizing our own time. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, next verse, keep reading. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7, want to go? Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So, think about it. A man without the spirit that had believed in the Old Testament is already superior to the condemnation of Moses. How much more us? A man that has believed the gospel in the Old Testament is already superior to the condemnation of Moses. How much more us? How much more we
that have received the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we are super superior to condemnation. Hallelujah. Because the man in the Old Testament, Moses himself is superior to condemnation. Hallelujah. Joshua was superior. David was superior. But you could see, the reason why he says he's still under tutors and governor. Remember when somebody still came and peppered David for his inconsistencies? That's the meaning of under tutors and governors. So those tutors and governors, they are the ministry, they are the what? They are the different enforcers. Different enforcers. Different enforcers. So the man that has believed the gospel in the Old Testament is already superior. That means we are what? We are super superior. Glory to God. Why are we super superior? We have the essence. We have the Spirit. Glory to God. Okay, open Romans chapter 8. We read this and we close. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ensure your notes are complete. Everything you miss, you can stay back, somebody up, ensure you understand every bit of it before you go. I actually plan to keep you here till 12 before, but some of you have interviews and stuff today. So let me have mercy on whom I will have mercy upon. But that would mean Sunday service tomorrow may be our Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And I pray for grace. But the reason why it will be okay is because at least it's part one and two. So I pray for grace. It'll be such a service without non-stop from 8 to 12. Something like that. An abnormal service from the presence of the Lord. Amen. You know, we have an evil spirit from the presence of the Lord. This man cannot say it right. That man. Glory to God. Do you like Jesus, actually? Do you like the word? Say, I don't hate Jesus. But I like the word. Woo, glory to God. So, say, I am born righteous. Say, we are men born righteous. Say, we have confidence here. Say, no fear day here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, nothing can make me feel less than who I am. Say, not even my pastor. If you said that, I'm looking at you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. That's to tell you that even when I ask you, I'm not trying to say you're not a son of God. God knew that you'll be disrespected before he saved you. Amen. Glory to God. Say nothing can make me feel less than who I am. Not even my exam scores. Say it all. Say not even my exam scores. That's what I'm saying. The things that are meant to make you better can actually become a tool of condemnation if you don't undo it very well. Amen. The reason why we do all those stuff here is for your furtherance. Don't smile. You have to do it and get. Amen. So it's actually meant for your furtherance. It's never meant to condemn you. Amen. The church is an empire of justification. Hallelujah. Without contrast, great is the mystery of godliness. Say the church is the pillar and ground of truth. Now say it's the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the world, received up unto glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say there's no death in church. Say if Ananias and Sapphira comes back again, we will get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They will not die. They don't need to die. Amen. After we have told them, why do you lie? I don't lie. Yeah, come in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If somebody lied to you. You know if you have lied to me, I know. You know if you have lied to me? Where are you? Pastor, I'm Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't lie to your pastor in case. The anointing of Moses was around. The anointing of Peter of that day. Amen? But don't worry. But don't lie to your pastor too. It's not fair. Not fair. No, because the issue is, once you have done it once, what will happen? You can. It's not automatic, but it will be easier to pass it in that. You can't come to church. Just say the simple reason. Sorry, I'm tired. I just feel so weak. No, it's okay. Don't say, somebody died in our eyes. Extended family. Don't say that. It's not fair, okay? Because actually, you are grieving God. And as you are grieving God, the pastor will feel, that's why I'm getting lean. Like, it's the grieving. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say, we are men with confidence. Say, we are born righteous. Say, nothing makes us feel less of who we are. Say, not even our bank account. I'm telling you reality. These are things that makes people feel less than. Say, not even my baylessness. You are saying that, Tola? But I'm actually serious. These are things that makes you duck in. Just, come on. Walk tall. Smile. Broad. Even if your salary is 12.5K per month, it's not sufficient for your teeth here to church. Smile. Be glad. You are a son of God. Hallelujah. In your joy, you will change your situations. Okay? In your joy, you will change your circumstances. Hallelujah. Your boss just finished shouting at you. Just quickly lock yourself in the corner and rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm yet a son of God. Nothing can make me feel less. I smile. I laugh. I jeez. I joke. I day, in righteousness. Hallelujah. This is my position. Like me, don't like me. I am who I am. Glory to God. That's the point. That's the point of this teaching. The things in life should not determine your joy. Things, physical things should not determine, should not be the loud volume, the loud voice of your what? Remember, yes, what did not save you should not be your confidence in salvation. Hallelujah. Say, saved by the blood, joyful by the blood. Glory to God. So we are going to read, we'll be upstanding right now, we read Romans chapter 8. We first read from verse 1 to 16. When you go to verse 16, we shout verse 16 with a very loud voice. Then we rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Then we now read again from verse 17 to the end of the chapter. And we extra rejoice of the Holy Ghost. No, the joy of verse 16, we read it as the words, the joy of the Old Testament. Like the joy of those who are justified, but they don't have what? That is something like that. That's out of context, but get me. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm saying you will rejoice the half rejoicing in verse 16. Then when you get to what? End of the verse, do the full rejoicing. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, okuku called. What's the name of that name? Amen. Oh, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 8 from verse 1. Now you understand what Paul is saying better here. Glory, glory, glory. Say glory, glory. Say Shamba, glory, glory. Okay, Romans 8 from verse 1. Everybody, loud voice, 1, 2, go. Yes. There is therefore now no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus who walk. You could have skipped that. Verse 2, 1, 2, go. Law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. For sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be performance-minded, carnally minded, is death. But to be what? Spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the performance mind, carnal mind, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are trying to please God will not please God. In the flesh cannot please God. Come on. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Glory! Glory! Come on. Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the Spirit is life because of righteousness. That's conduct. 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, but he that raised up Christ from the dead shall what? Quicken your mortal body by Spirit that dwells in you. Immortality. 11. Sorry, 12. 12. Sorry. Brethren, we are debtors to not to the flesh, to live outside the flesh. For as many as live outside the flesh, they die. For as many through the Spirit, they do mortify the deeds of the body, they live. That's salvation. 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with my spirit that I am a son of God. Glory to God. Say glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, verse 17. Let's keep reading. Come on. If children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we might. Next verse. For I reckon that the sufferings of these present times are not worthy. Hold on. Do you remember the suffering there? What is suffering there? What is suffering there? This is not yet talking about our persecutions for the gospel. Talking about what? Mortal body, okay? We shared in the same humanity because we are going to share in the same word, divinity. Amen. Thank you. Next verse, come on. Creation waited for the manifestation of sons of God, for the creature was made subject to vanity. That's the body. Not willingly, but by reason of him, subject the same in hope, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now, not well, ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, where does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Wherefore, the Spirit himself bear infirmities. For we know not what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be altered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to whom we are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknown, he also did predestinate. He could conform to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he justified. Justified, we are glorified. Glory to God. 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who? He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. How shall he not freely give us all? No, that's verse 31. It's a sack letter to the enforcer. If God be for us, who are you against us? Hallelujah. Who can be? What can be against us? Things cannot be against us. Men cannot be against us. Glory to God. Come on, read 32 again. That's the reason. He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things, righteousness. Come on, next verse. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that what? Okay, read the way I taught you. Come on, read it again. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is it God that justifies? Do you understand that? Who will lay anything to your charge? Is it the same God that justified you that will now come tomorrow in the night or in the mascara to condemn you? Is it the same God? Say no. Thank you. Next verse. Who is he that condemned? Is it the same Christ that died? Can you see? Is it Christ that died? Nay, rather, he is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Say I'm persuaded. Say I'm persuaded. that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor an angel on the road of redemption come, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from that consciousness of the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Nothing takes me down. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing takes me down. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You have a blessed weekend in the name of Jesus. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye.